right, all right, fine. Have you ever heard the word more?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anything else when people are really worked up over a death in the family?
Well, they worry. All
right.
And they're sad.
They're sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Now, let's see. If somebody meets you on the street and says, "Well, how are you today?" If you're feeling just about average, you say, "Oh, I'm..."
Just so-so.
Just so-so. Very good. All right. If someone's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it will come all right."
Yeah. You'll make it all right.
You'll make it all right.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, the disease of the joints is called what?
Rheumatism. Arthritis.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, this is not so common anymore, but there was a disease of the throat that children used to have, and sometimes it would take their lives.
Oh, you mean the thrash and the...
Right.
And
right.
And tonsils.
Right. And sometimes children would choke to death.
Well...
Right. Now, a disease that makes you yellow. Makes the skin look yellow.
Well,
are you familiar with that? Skin sort of turns yellow. And even the eyeballs look yellow.
Well, so you got the... I know what it is, I think something.
Alright, it starts with a J. It's a jaundice.
Yellow jaundice.
Is that the way? Fine. All right, good. You said yellow jaundice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, so now, when you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Fine. Now, if you should eat something that didn't agree with him, if it wouldn't stay down, you say he had to...
throw it up.
All right. Are there any other terms that you...
Oh, some of them say throw it up, some of them say vomit.
Right. Very good. Do you know what Marianne says? She says upshot.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. If somebody's pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence or something and...
Hello.
All right. He's sick in his stomach. The person vomited, he was sick. How do you say that? He was sick.
He was sick in his stomach.
All right. Would you say it any other way? Because I think I kind of led you into that. The way I say it. Would you say sick at his stomach, or would you say sick?
I say sick in his stomach.
You say it the same way. All right, you're fine. Let's see now. She hardly got the news when she came right over. Can you see what I'm getting at there? What did she come over for? She hardly got the news herself when she came right over.
She came over to get the rest of the news.
All right, fine.
Yeah, that's what.
All right. Now, if you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say, "Now, if you don't come,
I'm disappointed."
All right. If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say, "We
are glad. Glad to see you."
Fine. All right. Now, if you, this is something that you might say to a child. If you do that again, I'll thank you. All right. Fine. Are there any other combinations, like I'll go and spank or I'll take and spank you?
I'll just tell my whoop.
That's the way with me. That's the term. All right. Let's see. Now, this young man is very interested in the girl, and he spends a lot of time with her, so that the neighbors think his intentions are serious. But what do they say he's doing?
Well, he's courting her, fixing to marry.
Fine, courting. That's a term I'm real familiar. Any other terms for that?
Yeah, that's all I know.
All right. I think before your time and my time, I think sometimes they say sparking the girls.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did. Sparking
the girls.
Yeah.
Or something like that, right? Going with or walking out with, sitting up with, keeping company with, and all that sort of thing. All right, fine. Now,